Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone! Hi everyone, it's Carly. It's February 15th, and we got a lot to discuss tonight. So I'm going to bring on my co-host, Terry, and we are going to start talking about a lot of things. And we are just going to have fun tonight. And the chat room is open. So, hey, you.
Hello there. How are you? So we're really pissed off with everything, aren't we?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to bring on Heather, too, because Heather is online. And guess what? I didn't know that Late Line Radio is on for 2 hours tonight.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
Oh.
Because it was their anniversary show. So, but I'm going to bring on Heather.
So, do we still have, I'm not in chat room yet, but are there people in there?
Yeah, Heather is. Oh, where's the girl? Bridget, call us. Call in.
How come you didn't know it was for 2 hours? I have a feeling it might be for two.
Well, because Christy and I did not communicate at all.
Oh, well.
I know. I'm just going to let it go for once in my stupid life.
You little stinker. You should have double checked.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to bring on Heather before she hangs up on us.
Okay.
Hey, you. Heather? Heather?
Hello?
Heather, you're on?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hi.
Okay, good. Hey, we are glad you called in.
Yeah, I was charging my phone while listening to the other show so I could call.
Well, yeah. Hey, Bridget, call into us. We loved having Bridget was on with us last time, right? Yeah, I think she was.
Yeah,
call
she
in.
Was.
Okay, call in. We have fun. Okay, Heather, you might not like some of the things we are about to say, but just grin and bear us because I'm ticked off by now. And Terry, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I think you can start.
Wait, what are you going to talk about?
We are just going to start. Okay, I'm really pissed off. I am so dang sick of no one getting Jason and Liz disrespect because people think they are a non-couple, so they are not going to put them in the SOS poll because, well, they are a non-couple. BS. They have been here for 10 years.
Yeah, and I just don't think that poll makes any sense. I think, wasn't it, we were listening to his radio show, and he was talking about it, and he said to make it fair because he thinks all the other polls were, like, you know, not fair, you know, that he wanted to do this poll. So whoever's on screen for that week as a couple is going to be for that. They would be able to vote that week for that couple, right?
Who are you guys talking about?
Ryan.
Oh, he made me so mad today because he was like,
okay, good.
So against him. He was all gay Sam today, and then he was loving Jack and hating Michael, and I was like, oh, heck no, you do not. How are you going to hate one of them and not be the one I hate so much?
See, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
I don't understand Ryan at all. I mean,
okay, and you know what? And calling Carly a hypocrite and Liz, whatever he called her, you know what? You know what, Ryan, if you wanted to go to low, what would Daytime After Dark with all, honey, you just did.
Calling him on his show one day and say, just to, because I don't hear anybody calling in that's a liaison fan to defend Liz and to defend Liz and Jason because everybody seems like on that show is bashing her.
Yeah.
I stopped going there because they made me mad. Like, I said something one time in a chat room, and they all started laughing at me. So I, like, stopped going there because I was like, you guys are assholes.
And Ryan said, oh, let's see.
Don't apologize for saying that. I mean, absolutely is a very, very appropriate word because right now, to be honest, I am pissed off. Kelly knows me more than sometimes I know myself. So she knows how pissed off I am right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm upset too. I mean, I just don't get that why he's having that pull because it doesn't make any sense if you think about it. I mean, so all the time we're gonna see Sam and Jason on there every week, then I guess you know what I mean. I mean, people will just vote against that couple in spite of how he has that pull.
I didn't vote for Sam and Jason on there at all.
Only the couples that are going to be on there that are on, that are actually a couple or that just broke up as a couple or are going to get together as a couple, you'll be able to vote for them. But he's not going to have, like, previous past couples on there to vote for.
Yeah, and you should because the ABC Soap and Deb one, like, every week, you know how it always has, like, their top 10 couples or whatever? They have different ones every time. It's not always Jason, Sam. They have people that, like, one time recently, I saw one that said, like, Kendall and Ryan, and they, from All My Children, they haven't been, like, an actual couple in a long time. So
I know,
like,
he's
if you
not
can
gonna,
have them.
He's not going to put couples that are not together anymore on the poll, and it doesn't make
any
sense.
To me, no sense, and
He's just letting us have it. He thinks that all the other polls out there are not fair. But you know what? I mean, they're fair. I mean, people. I never voted on those polls. We just go online and vote. I mean, you know. I mean, I guess he feels that they're robo voting those polls too. So.
Well, I think he's just doing it because it's his website, it's his whatever. So he thinks he can do it the way he wants. But like, you have to be fair. You can't be biased and go by just what you want. Like, I mean, we all hate Sam and Jason. But we would put them on there, too. We wouldn't just put ours, you know, because...
Come on, you should put any couple that been in the past or, you know, they shouldn't be... You shouldn't have it like that. And it's not fair to the people that have been fans of Liz and Jason for years. I mean, it's not our fault.
Yeah, and then he tries to say he doesn't hate them, but it's like if you don't put them on there, it seems like you do hate them.
Yeah, I know, huh? And I don't get, from what I understand, Ryan's a hypocrite, too, because he first loved Liz and Jason, and now he doesn't love them anymore. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
He loved Liz and Jason once. I don't know. I mean,
he liked them. He liked them. It wasn't like, you know, he was, and to say that he stopped loving them in September of 2008, okay. Legion and Liz fans, but no, we all know they broke up December 2008. So whatever they did September 2008, they didn't do anything wrong September 2008. And you know, Ryan, if you're going to keep going on this road with Elizabeth Carley, and saying you're so over Maxie and Lulu, I mean, Maxine Spinelli, you are picking the biggest role with me, and it's not even funny.
I think he changes his mind too much on who his favorite couples are. Like, mine will always be the same, and, like, I'll always love them, and if they break up and there was someone else, I'm like, okay, cool, I'll like them too, but, like, I'll still have my favorites. But it's like, he changes his mind, like, every week, I think.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, you know, and another thing I want to touch on tonight, because we are only here on and out tonight, and is the ABC Soaps in Depth. I want all my listeners to hop on there tonight, because they're the ABC Soap in Depth about the Zaytan wedding. And
I already saw that and I was pissed. I was like, heck no, how is there more votes for them to get married? How is that possible?
Okay, you know what? Okay, well, I love to go. By the way, have the Ghosty Valentine's Day. It's really good.
I saw it the day it came out.
Okay.
Hey, I saw the movie yesterday, Dear John. That was
oh my God,
that's
so
like
sad.
I was like crying.
I know,
so
me
sad.
Too. Are you gonna see the last song?
The what is it called?
It's called The Last Song. It's with Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah, that looks cute, too. I want to see that, too.
I cry every time I see the trailer. I cry.
I know. They showed the trailer when I saw Dear John. Yeah, it was so good. Yeah.
What would make me cry even more is if it was her father, because, like, that would make them even closer and would make it even more sad if he played her dad.
I know, and Carly warned me to take tissues in the theater.
I did warn you.
I took tissues because I didn't want to forget. Last movie I bawled at, though, was My Sister's Keeper. Oh, my God. My mom looked at me and was like, are you okay? And I was like, I don't think so.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God, don't. Do not see that.
Yes. Movies and cancer. No, do not make sense.
Okay. Bridget, are you on the line? Hello? Bridget? Oh my
God. Did she call?
Yeah. Bridget? Oh my God. Bridget is on the line. Did you press one, Bridget?
You know, today, I watched in a hospital today, and I fast-forwarded through most of it, but...
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi!
Oh, hello!
Hey! So, yeah, we all, you know, okay, if this is not a combo, this might be a complaining show tonight, because I am just, like, mad, because, you know what... If you're gonna have a poll, you should have a poll for every couple. And this is how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, they have Ryan and Greeley on there, and as of right now, they're not even really a couple.
Yeah, and Patrick and Patrick and Lisa.
What? That was on there? I didn't even see that. Oh, my God.
Yep.
I honestly don't get that.
Is that
they're
the one with the best couples in it on SN?
Well, excuse me, what?
Is that the one with all the couples, like with YNR and of course Jason and Spam are on there? And is that the one from SoapNet?
No, this is the one with SOS.
This is
yes.
Ryan's poll on his poll, yes. On his message board or whatever you call it. His
I don't even
website.
Go there. He's a freaking idiot.
I know. I listened to his show. We both listened to his show the other night.
Two-faced.
And I just wanted to hit my computer, you know, or I don't. I just felt like doing something to him when I was listening to it. And I feel like calling in one day because nobody called. Well, I'm sure people did call in there, but you probably scared them off to call and defend Liz and Jason. Nobody seems like they're all bashing her, and I feel like just calling in there for the very first time and then just saying, giving a shout out to Liz and Jason fans and then just hanging out.
I know. And by the way, he called Liz a bitch.
Yeah, he called Liz a bitch the other day on his show.
Ooh.
You know,
yeah.
So you know what? You
wow.
know what? I've never done this
what
on my show.
What an individual he is.
I've never done this on my show, but you know what? I hate... Oh, we have another caller. Oh, my God, you guys.
Okay.
We've never... hello?
Yeah.
Oh, Jay, hello.
Oh, God.
Charlie,
nice to hear
Charlie.
From you after a big break.
Oh, okay.
Trying to make things happen on many fronts. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're not doing too good. We're kind of very unhappy with...
a couple of things, yes. But what can we do for you?
No, I'm just saying what was up. I mean, what are we on now? What are you guys talking about?
I just want to say what threw up in Jason's penthouse and Maxie's apartment today. That was the ugliest decorations in the world. Somebody threw up and just died there.
Especially Jason's penthouse.
I mean, I saw the pictures while I watched on YouTube, because I will not put my ratings on that crap. But anyway.
Yeah.
That whole place looked like Valentine's Day threw up. I mean, beige couch with pink pillows. Hello. Feng shui, people.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
That's just gross.
Yeah.
And it's so not Jason. I mean, they are just trashing him bad.
I know.
Yep.
I know. I hope things change.
Yep. I bet Carter loves that
Chanelly
single.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't seen it. I've been gone all day. Remember, I did go see Valentine's Day, the best movie in the whole island?
Oh, well, yeah. I should have saw that this weekend instead of seeing Dear John. I should have seen that first.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
That's
totally
okay.
And it was on. How did you not see it?
Because I just got home like an hour ago.
Oh.
Oh, an hour and a half.
Someone on Twitter said that Benelli looked hurt today. I guess they must already be to the point of where they're taping where Bradford hurt himself.
Oh, my poor little Bradford.
I must not have been hurt too bad because he was chasing Maxie around the apartment.
I love that. I thought that was cute.
I mean, he was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute, but he couldn't be hurt that bad if he chased you around a dang apartment with a space helmet on.
What did you guys do for Valentine's Day?
I just
nothing.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing.
Harry, did you do anything?
Did I do anything? Not much.
No.
Nothing really. Not a lot.
No.
Neither did my niece, who's like 20. She's like 25. She didn't really do anything either till like later on in the night, like 7 o'clock. But, yeah, I mean, we gave each other. Well, I didn't give anything to anybody like I normally do, but I got candy, you know, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't make a big thing about it here in my family.
I got a free makeover.
Oh, well, that's
great.
Oh,
you got a free makeover, really?
Yeah, it was my friend's 21st birthday, and we went to, like, 5 different Sephora's trying to find the right one, because they have, like, this new makeup machine where it, like, sprays on your makeup for you, and we were trying to find the right one where they would, like, demonstrate it for us, and so they did, and we spent, like, 2 hours there.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, actually, I went to the movies yesterday. I'm sorry. Yeah, Valentine's Day. I went to the movies.
Yeah,
yesterday.
You went to go see Dear John.
Yeah.
You guys should see Wolfman. That's pretty damn good.
Oh, is it a good movie?
Yes. Very good.
I haven't seen Benicio Del Toro in a lot, and he hasn't been really doing anything since, like, his Academy Award performance in some movie. I don't think I've seen that movie when he won the Academy Award in. What was the movie called? Do you know, Jay? I mean, you're good at movies.
What did it entail? What was it about?
I don't remember. I know he won an Academy Award years ago for something, but I can't remember it.
I think he's been in a couple movies after that, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen him around lately. So when I saw him in the previews for Wolfman, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's back.
Right. Yeah. Hey, did you guys, by any chance, catch the show today?
Which show? General Hospital?
Yeah.
Why?
I caught it, but I fast-forwarded through a lot of it.
Listen, this show is complete slapstick now. I don't know what's going on.
This show's been going down for a long time.
It is
slapstick. This show has not been the same for, like,
silliness.
In my opinion, it hasn't been the same for a few years, at least.
It's silly. Silly, silly, silly.
I mean, it really hasn't been the same since they used to give good storylines for this show, like, you know, social issues and, you know.
I can't even watch it, and you're like, man, I don't know. Like, it's like, it's insulting. I mean, it's like, when I see this show and some of the things that are going on, it's like my brain's devolving. I don't know.
So I kind of, the only reason why I kind of tuned back in was because of the whole Dante and Sunny thing and Dante and Lulu. And
that's
why the ratings kind of went up a little bit, because of the whole Dante and Sunny. Even Becky Herbst, even though she's, you know, getting a story, but not a good story, but, I mean, maybe she's pulling in the ratings because people love her, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
people
like
love her, yeah.
You know what? I think they need to kind of, like, get rid of some people on that show, like some dead.
Okay, you know.
I'm not gonna touch, you know, your Trinity. I'm not even gonna call those guys out by name. But guys like, who's that one guy with that accent? Like he's from Ireland or something. Who's that
Ethan?
Guy?
Ethan.
Oh my God! Okay,
I love him.
No.
Yes. Okay. Do you really, really, really? Okay.
I really.
Heard of Matt. He's never on.
Okay. Huh? Well,
he's
yeah,
never on
look.
The show.
Nah, he's never on.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah.
I just think that we could get so much better than we have now. I just don't. I mean, I don't. That's just my opinion.
Well, get rid of fucking fun and you will.
Carly, I thought you said there's no swearing on this.
You know what?
I think they kind of changed that rule a little bit. So.
You know what? Carly
maybe
is.
That word a lot lately.
Okay, you know what? Carly is mad, and Carly is just really feel like complaining today, and I wouldn't try to go up against me today, Jay, because
no,
you won't really
lose. No, it's not about going up against you. No. You can disagree from time. Listen, Carly, you can't be a dictator, okay? If you're a dictator, then there's no difference
excuse me, I have another call. Jay, I have to put you on hold.
What?
Hello?
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. You sound better. Are you better?
Yes, I'm so happy. Oh, that sickness was getting so annoying, but yeah, I was I was still listening to Christy because I was finding out more information from Steve's event. That's why I was taking so long. Yeah, she was talking more about it, and it kind of sucked when she got more into it, but.
Oh, okay.
I was reading some of the recaps of his event, and I read somewhere that he said that they might be putting him in the Nick.
Yeah, the Nicholas Lucky and Elizabeth thing, but he said he don't know. He's just hearing about it and all of that.
You know what? I think that they are. They kind of threw him in the other day.
Oh, my God. Bridget, you are still on the line, right?
Yes.
And, but they are you still here? Hold on, you guys.
You put him on hold, remember?
Yeah, you put him on
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Zay, you are back.
I got kicked out of my board here. I had to
How many callers can you hold on this discussion?
Well, I was just holding you for, I could bring our good Talia on because we really love her and we haven't heard from her in a while. And, well, you know, actually, the Swiss boat is lit up with as many callers as we can hold now, actually.
Well, we've got a lot of people in the chat there.
Oh, we do. Oh my gosh. Okay, now I feel guilty for, does anyone have the, no.
Do you guys go to any of those events, like those, like the fan conventions or anything like that?
No, I haven't been to one. And I
wish I could go.
And I live in California, and I haven't been to none of the summer ones that the Jenner Hospital functions at all. So,
like, let's say there's a situation where it's like an open mic. You can say anything you wanted to, like, the producers or the actors. Like, what would you guys say?
And
you have to be real. You have to be real too. Like, what would you say for real?
Just bring back the way General Hospital used to be. Listen to your fans. Don't forget your history. Don't forget the continuity of the show. People don't forget. Fans don't forget.
Okay, Terry, I got you. Terry, you're on the spot now. Let's say you can ask
Oh,
Brian
my God.
One,
you
one
know,
question.
For my...
One question?
One question. What would you ask him?
What would I ask them?
Take a minute.
Oh, God, yeah.
You're putting me on the spot here.
You're on the spot.
No, wait.
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to...
It's hard, right?
And I can't think.
Okay, no. I know what we would say. We would say, why don't you get, before doing all this, why don't we just get fire Brian Vaughn and then General Hospital can be back to the way it was.
I mean, because, ask them, why are you ignoring the fans? I think that'd be one of my questions. Why are you ignoring the fans?
Right. See, Carly, you can't really say that because you have to say it in a way because you're going to get... I know what you want to say, and you're completely in your right, but if you say something like that, you automatically will get written off as, like, one of those crazy...
Oh, you know what?
Fans.
Okay, I would not give a crap if I got... But then, you know what? There comes a time where you have to fight for this, and I don't care if... No.
You have to be democratic in these situations. You don't just
want to come out. No, you do not. I'm sorry. We've been silent for way too long, and we don't have to be democratic, okay?
No. Listen, well, I'm just saying, if you want people to listen to you and your point of view, you don't just want to come. Listen, I'm talking from experience, okay? You want to present your arguments in a way that, you know, you can get people on your side and you can ultimately get to your goal. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm disagreeing with you because this is a long time coming, and we've been kind of patient for a while, and there's a lot of pissed off fans here, and I'm sorry, I don't see you as really a ABC soap opera roster, so. And I don't see you given 20 years in.
Yeah,
okay, so you really don't count? Like the rest of... No. Like the rest of people on this panel? So please, don't say that, because I've seen it where it has been so bad, and this is the bad... The worst it's been. And like Dana in the room says, fire... Kelly Monaco, and I agree with that bill too. Kelly Monaco should have been fired 2 years ago. This should have never been on the fucking canvas.
Wasn't there a rumor going around that there was a Liz and Jason marriage, that they were getting married, they taped their marriage, and then Kelly Monaco went to talk to the producers?
Yes.
Wanted to go back to Liz and, to Sam and Jason. And so
yep.
That got tanked, right?
Yep.
If that comes up to be true.
Okay, so, you know, okay, so you're the only guy on this panel. So really, you just started this, not say anything, but if you have something really good to say, then say it, but... You haven't put your time and energy into this show for about 20 years. You haven't seen this show gone so off track, it isn't funny. So please don't say anything like what you've been saying.
Wait a minute, what have I been saying that's been so...
Oh, my God, you...
We shouldn't say,
let's get Brian Fawn out of there or Kelly Monaco. Yes, because those two are the ones that, you know, kind of have put us where we are right now. I mean, okay, girls, am I right
no,
or am I...
Well, there's a lot more to it than just them, though. It's the whole canvas.
Yeah.
It's not just them, it's everybody. The writers, the hires up, then Franz. If Franz should be fired, then Sweeney should be fired. But I would ask them, why are they scared to write for Liaison? what? Why aren't they writing for them instead of Jay Pink or whoever? Why are so scared to write a good story for Liz and Jason as a family?
How about a good story
as
for
nice,
everyone?
As,
right.
Well, that's for everybody. I mean, they haven't written a good story. It's rinse, repeat. It's there's no originality or history or consistency.
Drew Garrett Love in the chat room hit the nail on the head.
They aren't
huh?
scared. They just don't want to.
You hit the nail right on the head.
You know why? I just think, you know, they have a gold mine with Jason and Liz. And you know what? Has anyone checked the ratings for last weekend? I mean, last week?
Don't they come out like the end of the week or no?
No.
I think is when they come out.
For last week.
I think they were like in 2.0 and 2.1, but that was only because of Sonny and Dante and their story.
No, because, wait a moment.
Last week.
Yeah, because I would really love to know what Wednesday and Thursday did. Because I really would love to see what Jason and Liz did that. To see what it did, because I know that Jason and Liz tuned back in.
Yeah, I haven't seen those ratings yet.
Well, okay, we have 28 minutes left in the show. And before I forget, everyone, I need you guys to go to ABC Soaps In Depth and put no for the Zaytham wedding.
Already did that.
Okay, because when I left today, it was like no 72%, and somehow it got to 72, like higher for yes.
Wait a minute, there's a poll. There's a poll that will tell what direction the show. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, they go by percentage on who votes. Is the yes and no answer. And they can go around and find a way to robot vote because
yeah
30th.
Exactly, I know.
I'm sorry. Jay Tank fans are the most. Oh my gosh, they are delusional, psycho teenagers.
Like what age do you think that those fans are in?
They're like 12 or like 12 years old or something.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they recapped his Steve's event, and a lot of them wanted him to take his shirt off.
Yeah.
Them were just, you know, the just Jason and Sam fans. Like out of 200 people, 60 of them were only liaison fans, and I think what I read was that they just wanted him to take his shirt off, and they asked him, with his wife. They asked him about his wife and how he, does he bring in, you know, like their sex life or something. They were talking about his.
Now that's tacky.
Yeah.
Right. That's none of their business.
I know, and they were asking, does he bring that his, you know.
Work
that's exactly how they put it, but bring a reality into fantasy with having
exactly
sex, make a love
we
with
don't
for I don't know.
Do these guys have like open
I hope
form?
His wife tells him to take a long shower.
I know. I wonder.
We don't want to see his shirt off unless it's what it was is gonna be.
That's
so
all that they want to see with Jason and Sam. Then I don't. I just don't get it. I mean, they just think that they're hot. That's why that they love them, because they're just too hot together.
They're not hot. They're disgusting.
If they're disgusting, I know. I mean, Liz and Jason have so much chemistry. They're, you know, it's like
whoa.
It's just about their friendship.
Did you listen to the dialogue today between them two?
Yes.
I mean, how unoriginal.
Yeah.
I like it because you're a criminal. Oh, great.
Exactly.
Didn't she say today, I love your job?
Oh my
exactly,
God.
Jason was all like, well, you're the only one who ever understood my lifestyle. I'm looking like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I don't even think Jason
made her look like an idiot that she already is.
I know.
And I think
even
the Sandler her as an idiot because he doesn't like her.
I know. Oh my God.
Okay, okay, you guys, right now, the poll is at 65%, 34%. And let's see.
Voting since it started.
Yeah, and it's 30,037 votes so far.
Yeah, that tells you right there that some of these polls are just a waste of time, though. Except for the magazine ones.
I mean, you know what? The thing is, Jason and Sam are over. Done with. And it's funny to see that this fan base cannot take the fact that Jason and Sam are over. And that just blew another thing out of them, like a poll about a wedding, people.
They'll all be crying together soon, all the Jason fans. It's okay. We'll get our glory soon enough. They'll be having a group session talking about how sad they are that Jason's not together.
Yeah.
And you could tell that the scene at the end of today with the Valentine's, that it was like, I think who was supposed to put that together? Was it the kids that were?
Christine and Molly.
Immature.
I think that's why Christina got money from Jason the day before.
Oh, is that why? Yeah. It was really tacky the way she had it set up, you know? I can't believe that Jason, that's not who Jason is. He doesn't like all that stuff.
And his goofy face when they walked in, it was like, I would have been pissed.
I wonder if Jason knew that that was set up before they walked in.
I doubt it because they were at the PCBD. Did you see Diane? I love
Diane. Oh my gosh, I was laughing so hard. That was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
That was so disgusting.
Oh.
But it was so funny.
What did Diane say? I don't
hear
it.
She told Jason because Jason wanted her to get Sam out, and she was all like, do you know what I'm missing? Because her and Max was in the middle of having their little Valentine's, and she was like, do you know what I'm missing? She said he bought me this lingerie, and she just popped open her coat and showed him the lingerie, and she closed it back, and Jason was like, you're my lawyer, I don't need to see that. It was so funny. I was like, wow.
And I think she's the character that I love, you know? Well, not the only character, but she's being written to character, you know?
Yeah, she is.
That's the only character right now that's being written to form, you know? I think her husband in real life is supposed to be on the show again, I think. I read somewhere.
Yeah, he's
really?
Biker and Jake.
Yeah. You know that she was in, she had a very small cameo appearance in, Terminator, the third one, three, the very beginning. She was in the car, and she was getting in her car, and the bad Terminator went and killed her and turned into her, kind of. I don't know. I forgot exactly how it went, but she had a very small role in that movie. I thought I had recognized her. I'm like, wait a minute. She looks so familiar, and then I realized she's from General Hospital.
Okay, I just want to mention before people kill me, One Life to Live was actually good last week. I mean, what did everyone think?
About the day fantasy?
I'm a John and Natalie fan, and I like the fact that they're kind of...
Yeah, me too.
Together.
I hate Marty. She was so annoying today.
She's no interest. There's no interest in her. She makes John boring. She's just like a Sam in a way. They make other people's characters boring.
I
like
was mad, though, because everybody on Twitter was saying that they wanted Gigi to drown, and I was like, that's so messed up and sad.
No, I was so sad, actually, today that Gigi almost drowned. I was like,
no, but I'm going to cry tomorrow or Wednesday whenever this Stacy thing comes up. I'm going to bawl my eyes out.
Wait, why? You like Stacy?
I love her, and she's going to die in it, like, this week, so.
Okay, I'm going to be good.
Stacy's daughter, little baby, is actually Fish's baby, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm so happy that he was got to hold his child today.
I know. But the good, but I'm hearing that Skylar and Gigi aren't going to be together. So whoever's a Skylar and Gigi fan, sorry, because I hear that they're going to break up because she's going to find out and she's going to go get some comfort from Rex and all this
well,
stuff.
Well,
kind of
I just hope that...
I
just hope that the...
I was kind of a Skylar and Gigi fan, but so...
I hope that the Kramer that dies that Mitch gets is Adriana. I cannot stand her.
Ooh.
What was... You know, if they need to keep the budget down on GH, they could just use a blow-up doll for Sam, Danny wrote in chat. That's funny. She looks like one anyway.
Wait. Talia, are you still here?
Yeah.
Oh, guess what, you guys?
What?
They hung up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Ben is here, Tanya, and Talia, yeah, all of us here, but... Yeah. Thank you, Heather.
Why? What did I do?
Because you mentioned that you told me why don't we talk about another soap and.
That got him away.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Oh, Danny, you're right. About the blow-up doll. That's a great idea. Well, okay, who is that? Okay, I feel like I'm on speakerphone.
Cause you, that's me. I'll take you. Okay, let me.
I knew what you were
saying. Well, it was easier for me to be on the computer and have you on speaker than have one here.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
It's noise in my house, so if you hear a bunch of noise, it's.
Yeah, I was asking that earlier because I could hear, like, myself talk through the phone, and I was like, that sounds weird.
But yeah, the blow-up doll, I could really go for, you know, maybe we should send
Why
a waste blow-
the money on a blow-up doll? Just get rid of her permanently.
Right.
I know.
That'll save money either way. Why spend the money on a blow-up doll?
Oh, my gosh. I just don't get why they love Sam or Kelly Monaco. I don't get why
she's
they...
She's looking rough every day. She gets rougher and rougher.
She looks like she's turning old. Like, she's getting old.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
She's a total reconstruction.
Yeah, you guys. Brandy and Sabum is asking... Anyone know who the Sandler, who's going to say they are? I know they are not on the show.
What was that?
I just want Jared Cantor to be over with.
Who is that is going to save they are? I know they are not on the show. I have no idea.
Me,
I know that I heard Faye's gonna come. His case is gonna come back even worse, but that's all I heard.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's Dixie.
Maybe. Well, she's coming as a ghost.
Coming. Do we know that for sure that she's coming as a ghost? Or?
I don't know.
Yeah, the last like four times I read it.
Ghost, right?
Last time, four times I read about it. Everything said that she was coming as a ghost, but. Maybe it's just going to be little Adam, because he's, the new one's supposed to, like, appear this week. The new little Adam.
Yeah. Oh, you guys. Oh, shit.
I hear, like, a little echo in the background.
Yeah, you guys.
What?
Zay's back. What should I do?
Oh, my
God. You like him.
You know he's listening to this, I bet.
Oh,
I know, you just said, what should I do?
Fine, okay? Fine, I'm bringing him on, but, you know, if I yell at him, it's not my fault, and Terry, you take over.
I'm not going to take over. So, Leah, you can take over.
No, I don't want to take over.
Okay.
Oh, it'll be okay.
Carly,
okay.
Don't scream.
Okay, Zade, you back.
Carly, can I ask you a question?
Oh,
don't make a scream.
Okay.
What is your problem with Jay? What's your problem with me?
I think I bring a fantastic
dynamic to this show. What is
your problem? Okay.
Break it down. And I didn't hang up, my battery died.
Oh,
so that's the first thing. So go on.
Okay, you know what? You come in here and you say the most idiotic things, and
okay,
you go after things.
Let's just go on that right there. Give me an example of one of the most idiotic things that I've said.
Okay, you went after 24 one night. Okay, that wasn't a good thing to do.
Why?
Why? Because
Did my arguments not make sense?
Oh my God! Okay, your arguments. No, actually, your arguments did not make sense.
They did not make sense.
No, 24 is actually a good show.
Why
and,
is it good?
Oh my God! You know what? It's
tell you why it's bad. I'm asking you why.
Okay. Unlike, you know what, men and women watch things different. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but they watch it differently, they.
Hey, Carly.
Yes.
Sorry. I don't know if you saw my question, but did you hear the girl who plays Rachel on One Life to Live might be out?
Very clever.
Why?
I don't know. It's like a rumor I read on Daytime Confidential or whatever. I guess they don't need her anymore. But I was like, that's
what?
So sad. I know. I met her in real life too, and I'm really
okay,
sad.
You know what? Okay, you
her.
Know what? Well, we gotta stop believing every freaking thing on Daytime Confidential, you guys.
Very
helpful for idiots.
Oh my God.
That's the website that I heard that James Mitchell died on, I believe, was
Carly, if you were in that hot seat, okay, at GH, you were top dog, they got rid of Brian Font, what would you do to change the show?
What would I do? Okay, let's see. I will get Jason and Liz married. I will get Maxie and Spinelli married. Yes, I said married. I will get Lucky and Nick Alabel. Sorry, you guys, any Lucky and Liz Nick fans. I will get Sonny and Jason still in the mob, but the mob would not be an everyday thing. I will give the hospital more of a fun bonus storyline. I will get...
basically what you're saying is to revamp the whole show, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
All my children has more hospital stuff than General Hospital does, and General Hospital's name is General Hospital.
Exactly.
But where would you take it from here? I mean, how would you repair the damage that...
Okay,
go ahead, Carly.
I will get the couples that... to have been together all along to get back together. I will get the fun bonus storyline that we've been wanting to see back together. I will get the people that have never been there fired, like Kelly Monica, right out the door. I will get Jonathan Jackson out the door. I will get Nicholas fired right out the door. I will get the hospital, more of the fun bonus storyline. I will get Lisa out of there because she's not needed. I will get Patrick and Robin more doctor storylines.
So who would you replace with all these guys that you're getting out of the door? And how would you get
they really don't need to be replacing. Nick and Lucky do not need to be replaced.
So you just get rid of the character altogether?
Yeah. I will kill them. I will kill them in a really good death. I would make it the greatest death on history.
We don't need them. You can have a TV show with only four people.
I know.
Dick and Lucky, right now on the show, there's no... I really don't understand why they even brought Jonathan Jackson back on this show. I mean, yeah, he's a good actor, and...
You guys, we have you guys, we have another phone call.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shoot. Heather, pray for me.
Wait, who? Oh, I see. I'm praying right now.
Okay. Hi, you're on there. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I thought I'd call into your show for a couple minutes.
Oh, hey, Chris.
You told me to pray for you, and that was the nice person, not the
well,
bad person.
I thought it was Cyber. I thought it was Cyber, okay?
Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good.
I'm sure you are. So I was going to call in your show tonight, but I didn't feel like it. So the next
okay.
time.
You didn't feel like it.
Mm.
It's okay. I'm messing with you. It's okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm just messing with you. It's okay. I'm not feeling Jonathan Jackson either, what you said. I don't really...
Yeah, I mean, I just don't get... Do you understand? I don't get why they brought him back onto the
show. Has he hit puberty yet? Because he still squeaks like a child.
I know he's a crybaby. Do you see how he cries? He cries like a little baby.
I think that guy has cried more since he started this show than...
Yes.
He's cried more than, like, anybody on the show.
And the way he screeched at Elizabeth today, I thought he was still in puberty. I mean, the kid needs some growth.
Well, yeah, he still looks the same after 10 years, except he has facial hair now.
I mean, he hasn't grown since he left when he was a teenager.
I know.
Listen, say what you want about that guy. He's doing one of the best performances on the show right now, in my
What?
He's boring.
He's so boring.
I mean, who are you comparing him with?
Greg Vaughn.
Greg Vaughn.
Muscle old man compared to this guy.
No, and some of Jonathan Jackson's his actually, but I feel like he's just not... He's not good enough to play Lucky. Like, if he was a different character on Dream Hospital, that would be fine. But as Lucky, he's just not that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Great. Christy, call back in. Hello? Oh, my God. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
This boat is killing me right now, you guys. Okay, hold on. Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello,
yeah.
I'm here. I think we're here.
Okay. Okay.
Carly.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all here, I think.
Yeah, Christy got disconnected.
I can, like, hear an echo.
So can I.
So, Will.
Then was you... Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we are here today.
So no, Jay, I take it you like what Jonathan Jackson is doing on the
listen,
show, Ed?
Listen, with what he's given, the guy's doing a great job, okay? Now, I just don't see how we can slam him and then let other guys who will remain nameless go free and unscathed. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know what? I just think it's a Lucky character in general, you know? I was never really a big Lucky fan. And, I mean, I liked Greg Vaughn as Lucky, so I don't get what the whole point was having John, I mean, Greg Vaughn on it for, what, 7 years? And he was doing an okay job as Lucky. I mean, you know, at first I just thought maybe they should have just left Lucky dead, you know? I'm sorry, but and then they brought him on, and then I liked him as Lucky, you know, and everything. And but then when they...
So,
Carly.
Hello.
If you want to try, we are still on the air.
Carly, are you there?
I'm getting a text. Hold on.
Carly, I don't understand your text message.
Okay.
Oh, I thought.
No,
I'm sorry. My phone's like really loud. I just heard.
Okay, back.
Can I just ask one question before I go?
Yeah.
Like, who would you guys focus on then? If I could just go through each gal on here, who would you guys focus on mainly? Who would you make the show really about?
Well, my answer is really short. I would basically get rid of Sam and Jack, and I'd be happy. That's my answer.
Get rid of Sam and just be happy.
Yeah, get rid of Sam and I would be happy. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I would too.
Just Sam, and you know my love turn right back up.
Well, Christy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, cool.
I'm here. It's
hey,
cut
Christy.
Me off before.
Oh, did you get cut off?
Yeah. Said, like,
okay.
The Block Talk Radio lady came on and said, thank you for calling Block Talk Radio. Goodbye. And I'm like,
oh,
okay.
My God.
Okay, what was the question, Zay?
I just want to know who you would focus on as far as the storylines and all that. Because you said you'd get rid of a bunch of people. I mean, who would you... Like, if you don't want Jonathan Jackson on there, I'm really curious to find out is, you know, who you want to focus the story on.
Well, instead of bringing Jonathan Jackson back in, they could have created a lot of story for the people that are already on the canvas. And,
right.
You know, I thought maybe bring more story with the veteran actors on the show. You know, write for Monica, write for Edward, or even bring back Alan from the dead or something, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you don't like what Jonathan Jackson is doing now, I mean, why couldn't, you know, you just said, why don't
I'm not saying that he's not doing a good job.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But you're saying,
I just don't get why they brought him back in the first place.
Okay.
I mean, to me, he's just a kid, you know? It's like he never left, and... Next thing you know, we're supposed to believe, you know, that he's...
There are a lot of kids on that show. Yeah.
I mean, they're even forgetting some of the history when Lucky was talking to Ethan, you know, he was telling him that he had died, you know, did you know that I died for a year, and then he said he came back to try to get with Liz. But Jacob Young's character was in it at that time, and he was terrible to her, you know, and so they're kind of forgetting Lucky of through the years kind of a thing, so they want us to believe that... I don't know.
I'm just mad that they got rid of Greg Vaughn. Like, they could have brought Jonathan Jackson back to offer Greg, like, to play some new character or something.
Yeah, I actually didn't have no problem with, like, Jonathan Jackson too much. It's just that, to me, he doesn't fit the character of Lucky. I don't see I have a problem with him.
Yeah,
but,
I
like,
mean,
when it comes to Lucky, it just says he doesn't fit him. But if it was any other, like, character in general story, him bringing out a new character, it wouldn't have been a problem. But Lucky, he's just too... I don't know, emotional.
I mean, I liked Lucky when he was a kid. I liked him and Emily when they were little kids, when Lucky and Emily were together running away, and I always wanted them to be together, you know, but no, they went with Liz, him and Liz, and I always liked to see Lucky and Emily, but they tried going there when Emily was on the show still, back in the day. That was Greg Vaughn, though. I don't think it was with this Lucky, now.
It's like they're stuck in a rut. There's no character growth. They're just spinning a wheel, and there's no getting out of it.
Yeah,
I mean, why did they have to put Jason and Sam back together? It didn't work the first time, so why did they have to keep watching it?
Isn't that the same with everybody on that show? There's no, growth, really.
There's no growth for any of them. They need to... spread their wings and try something different.
I really think that people really need to start making some hard decisions on that show. Like, some of the cast favorites, in my opinion, these guys need to be let go. I'd say about 40 to 50% of the cast has to be let go because they're dragging the show down.
Well,
Who do you think should be let go?
Listen, in fear of getting a bullet from Carly, I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
Plead the fifth. Okay,
but,
good. Safe bet.
Listen, these MTV young actresses on that show, Dime a Dozen, those guys need to go. Someone wore a red dress today. She needs to go. All of these guys, they're killing the industry. They've got to get out. That's my final word from Jay. You guys take care.
Okay, you guys, we have 37 seconds, but we can go into overtime whoever wants to.
Hey, did anybody see the death of an Olympian on TV?
Oh, yeah, right before the opening.
I can't believe they actually showed it on television.
Yeah, isn't that real nice?
That was, I was sitting there watching, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my gosh, man. Why is, I mean, they warned us, but I didn't think it was going to be so dramatic like that. And my niece told me, she said that he had called his dad saying he was really scared.
Oh.
I know.
And it, wasn't he the one that had the fastest luge time?
Was he? I don't.
I think somebody said.
Really?
His was the fastest luge time. He was the one to beat.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I didn't read about that.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty devastating.
But they were saying that really is for the elite, because he was just kind of starting out, you know. I don't think he had a lot of training. I guess one of the commentators was saying that basically that is for the elites and everything, and that he really didn't have a lot of training, and so that kind of a sport should be left to the elite, I guess. I don't know. That's what they were saying, I guess, why they think that he died, or I don't know.
Okay, so, we'll go back.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we are still on. No, we are on streaming thingy.
I can't believe that they called after a kind of a drought for a couple weeks.
I called you, didn't I, Terry? Did I say that last night?
I don't remember you saying that.
I said that last night to you.
I don't remember. I must have it from my mind, but...
Well, yeah, of course. Our next show is on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. I beg of you to tune me in. I could be funnier than I was tonight. Remember, everyone, we should be voting on ABC Soap, Soap Opera in Depth for the JCM wedding. Vote no, 45 times a day if possible. So, yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Christy? Christy, are you here?
I think she left.
I'm here.
Oh. Okay.
What, my thoughts on a
J-Sam
wedding?
No. Okay, I'm just telling everyone to vote no on it because today
Hell no. Hell no.
No, but today was there, like...
If they do that, they will kill the show. That'll be like...
Yeah.
That would be the line for me. I would never even watch GH again, like, ever. I wouldn't even take a glimpse of it, like, ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Hey, Christy, what do you think about what Ryan's doing on he's having a new vote, a poll where the couple that's on for that week, you could vote for, I guess, from all of the shows, but you can't. He's not going to have Liz and Jason, of course, on there because they're not a couple. And what do you think of that?
Yeah.
Do you think
he wants to make it fair?
I was thinking one of his shows, and he said to make it fair for all the couples, he's going to have, you know, from like 4 p.m. on Friday and then until 4 p.m. on Monday, and he's going to control the robo-voting, and he's going to try. And don't think that, I don't know. do you think that's good that he's doing that, or do you think it will work, or I don't know.
I'm not sure about that. But
that's just not fair to the...
It's not.
I guess because he wants to make it fair because all the other polls out there he thinks is not being fair. I think that's why he's doing that.
I guess.
Why am I not being fair?
Because I guess everybody's voting for Liz and Jason. I don't know.
Just because we...
Voting for Liz and Jason is what he thinks.
I don't know.
Just because we
want... That's what I got from the show anyway, from listening to it.
This is because we won the SmackDown, and now they want to do it again because Kelly Monaco's feelings got hurt. Come on, people.
Aww. Poor baby. My little record player is playing a slow song for her. She drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
When I even fast forward through the show, I can't even stand fast forwarding it. I mean, because I have to close my eyes when I fast forward it, you know? Oh.
Well, you will remember what happened.
You know, to be honest, I think she's the life out of that show is just gone ever since she's been on the show, you know? She's taken the life out of that show.
Yeah, she has.
Yep.
She's taking the life out of Jason, too.
I know. That sucks.
Yep. He was so different. He was the Jason that we all love, you know, and now he's totally like Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something. Pod.
Pod Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was even shocked when they did have that liaison scene last week. I was like, oh, wow, they still remember them? They still remember that he actually cares about her?
I know.
I'm in shock.
Yeah,
And then the next day, you know, Lucky saw him, and he's like, "What?" I forgot what Lucky said. What did he say? He goes,
he's talking about how Elizabeth is going to have all she's 2 weeks later, and she's already going back to
Jason. What I hated about that is that Jason didn't really defend Liz like I wanted him to.
Yeah,
that's what Carly said. He did it. It was like, it was weak. It was like little stuff that anybody would do. It wasn't usually what Jason would do. It was like something anybody would do for her.
The day that barn scene, remember when Lucky has read Greg Vaughn's character found out that Jason is. I love the way that Jason came to
Jason, Backman.
Now, that was some good stuff. That was good.
I remember back then. Jason
there on the dock.
What was that?
Or the Jason that stayed on the dock when he was on his pills and tried to shoot.
I love that.
The Jason that I missed. One that protected her.
I know.
What they're doing to these characters is just sick. Very sick and not watchable anymore. YouTube is my friend.
I thought Dante and Lulu were cute today.
Yeah, I love Lulu's dress. Oh my God, it was so pretty.
Yeah. I love when she got on the bed, on the bed, they were kissing, and then his heart thing went crazy.
Oh no.
I kind of liked it when he brought up the condom part. It was so funny. He was like, whoa, glow in the dark condoms. Whoa. I was like, I started cracking up. I was like, wow. Started making it out a joke.
Are they Enduro condoms? You got to be careful of those Enduro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
We don't want another mishap, you know.
I wouldn't mind Jason and Liz having an Enduro condom around, but, you know.
I know.
I don't even think they were using condoms in that situation.
Wait, I thought with Jake, it was the condom.
It was.
I'm talking about Nick and Liz. They were thinking about any Enduro condoms when they were doing their little fun.
You know, I said this on Christy's show, that I still don't think that this baby is going to make it to tomb. I'm sorry. I just have a feeling about that.
I just know they can't. They're just stupid. If they do, I mean, what is she going to do with 3 kids and none of them the man that she so-called wants to be with, none of his kids?
Well, if she does, if it isn't a hysterical pregnancy, maybe Helena could, have something to do with her losing the baby. I don't know, you know.
Well, she better say it's too dangerous for Nicholas, because Nicholas is dangerous, too. He a Cassidy.
Have they had sex at all? I don't even remember.
Yes, they have. No, they have, before she slept with Nicholas. like, before she slept with Nicholas, like, the third or second time with that they had sex, because he said it
really?
When he was...
So it's logical to say that it could be either or Lucky.
No, I ain't Lucky. She only slept with him once, I think. And she slept with Nicholas, like, a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
Right. It's a, it's
I don't
a, like,
think
a
Lucky's swimmers are effective.
I know.
I think he needs to get him checked out.
I know he's probably just like Sam. They both can't have kids, so that's perfect. They have something in common.
If he can't get Maxie pregnant all the time, he screwed her while he was down.
And him, and then even before Nicholas, they had, even before Nicholas, they had sex before, and he still never got her pregnant. I mean, like, it's just not meant to be.
He needs to talk to Sonny and see what his secret is. Because Sonny can get anybody pregnant.
Like,
I know.
Isn't that the truth? I know.
Sonny can get anyone pregnant even by looking at him. That's my...
Oh, my
gosh.
Don't wear such baggy pants or something.
I thought that, not to tell you something, but I kind of thought that Jeff was out of line with Carly today. He was way out of line. He was like, he's trying to turn everything on her now. That's the part that makes me mad. He know that he did something bad, and he wanted to try to turn it on Carly just because she was funny
with
Sonny.
He's totally sleeping with Sonny, huh?
Right, exactly.
Do not get me started on Doc, because they, I've never liked the guy.
I like Jax when he was with Brenda. I was a Brenda and Jax fan, so.
To tell you the truth, just Jax personally, I just liked it when he was like a good guy. Like he was, because he too much about Sonny. He worried about him too much. I liked it when he was like more nice and wasn't too worried about him all the time. It's like I really did. It was, to me, it didn't matter who he was with. It was about him personally.
Ever since he's been with Brenda, he's had a feud with Sonny, you know?
Yes. And
as Carly put it one day, he's getting Sonny's leftovers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
you know
what? But the thing is, he knew what he was doing. And, you know, he and Olivia both knew.
It's not the point that Carly's letting him about, like, boy trying to protect them. It's the point that that's the father of her two children, like that. She's not going to just let you do this. She's known Sonny for a long time. They best friends. And she's not going to just let you just. That's a hurting feeling on you for the put. And he know how Michael feel about Sonny. He's attached to Sonny. And if you do that, you tearing apart Michael. So that's where Carly coming from. I get where she's coming from. She's not just mad at you about just doing that. She gets that you want to protect them like that. But when it came to, like, that's the son of her father's away, or whatever like that, and that she cares about him in a way, so.
And you know what, the thing is, this is my beef, when you're taking down Sonny, you're taking down Jason, and Carly is not going to allow that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's not. That's why Jeff don't really mess with Jason, because she know that that's a no-go, but you know, he kind of mess with Sonny, because he know that. Yeah, I mean, like, he don't really mess with Jason like that, but, you know, he has this time where he want to mess with Jason, but he know how Carly is about Jason.
What? Not to change the subject, but Adams gets busted on Y&R.
Oh, my God, what is happening?
Win.
It just came on the TV. It says Adam gets busted. So
holy shit.
I can't wait. Adam's going to get busted on Y&R.
Really?
I can't wait.
I haven't really been watching the show, so I don't know what's going on.
Holy shit.
I'm so mad that Patty turned into, she turned into Emily. She switched the way that and made, and now Emily or whatever her name, she's in a coma, and Patty's out there with Jack, and they don't even know it. I was like, wow.
They're getting married right now.
Yeah, they're already married, and they're kissing and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Nasty.
the funny thing about it, he's doing it, it's like on, like, in, like, when they're on set, it's like the same person. Like, she's Patty and Emily, so that's like the funny part.
Oh, God. Well, okay, you guys, not to sound dumb, but that's two different actors, right?
And what, Adam, you mean?
Well, it's the same actor, but she just plays different parts.
Oh, okay, that's what I wanted to ask, because I was...
She'll play Patty, and then she'll play...
Yeah, she plays Patty and Emily.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was getting confused last night, watching this. I'm like, yeah, it was confusing me.
Yeah, they film it just like how Adam and Stuart work. He would
okay.
And Stuart would film, and then they would cut and paste it together so they actually look like they were twins.
I've been waiting for him to give us. I can't wait to see the look on Sharon's face. I just want to see her face.
Yeah.
But she needs to feel, realize that people. Yes, and her baby and Nick's baby is alive, and they're going to get closer than ever. It's been. I'm sorry, Phyllis.
Yeah.
Phyllis. She's going
like
to be. I don't either. If whoever likes Phyllis, I'm sorry, but I really don't care that much for Phyllis.
She's a good woman.
Okay,
oh.
I love Phyllis and Nick. I'm
yeah, me
Phyllis
too.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but I've been a Nick and Sharon fan for
like
a long time.
What is it about Phyllis that you don't
like? I don't know. I like Phyllis as a person like that, but when it comes to Phyllis and Nick, I just don't. Like, it's just something. I'm so
you
sorry, but
be
I just.
You Nick and Sharon fan then, huh?
Are yeah, I kind of am.
That's probably why. Yeah.
I understand that. Yeah, see, I don't get mad at people for being a Nick and this is different than if I got a date Sam call, I don't know what.
Yeah, that is totally different. That would be so funny if a Jason fan calls.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do, but
if
it's a Nick
call on a freaking debate, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I would do, but Nick and San Carlo, I mean, that's different. That's, you all excuse. I realize you live another day, but, yeah.
It's not as big to me. It's like whatever, like, when they, like we all said, like, on other soap operas, it's like whatever. But,
yeah.
I mean, like, when it comes to Jason and Elizabeth, it's like a big, big thing. But when it comes
to
other couples, it's
I
like, okay.
For that is because Liz and Jason, they've never given them a chance, and they've never that chemistry that they have, and it's not, they're not going with it, and they have.
It's so irritating, like, it's like, so confused. I just want them to tell me why. If they just gave me a good reason why. I would just, you know, Friday, forget everything. Well, I wouldn't forget. I wouldn't want to know. If I thought out what the excuse was, I would think about it, but I don't know what it is because they not giving us nothing. They just
they
not putting
given
them
a chance for at least a year, so I don't think we'd be so wanting fighting.
Yeah.
For that, at least they'd have
well,
a chance.
You know, we'll still be on the edge, like, why Jason and Lizzie go back together, but, you know, we won't be so acting so crazy about it, so psycho about it, like, we'll be kind of calm. Now we're just, they're making us all crazy and.
Yes. And the
you guys.
Fans are rubbing it in our face, you know.
But it doesn't stop them for using Liaison as their, for SoapNet, for Valentine's Day, or for use them as a couple for this or that. And they still use them wide right for them.
Yeah, before I forget.
I mean, if they're promoting them on these websites and commercials and all this stuff, then hey. Start writing for him instead of
Before I forget, I just saw on Soap Office Central that they are finally gonna write in for Palmer Colin on AMC. They are gonna do a memorial service for him in the springtime. But there has been no word when they are gonna do anything for Frances Reed over on Days of Our Life.
They need to do stuff for Frances too, because she
was
on the first day.
She was a pivotal part of Days.
Yes.
I mean,
she was on my
if they don't do anything, then I'm the whole.
My grandma says she was on since day one.
Yeah, she was on since day one. And you gotta be respectful to
that. They need to do a montage for her and, you know, do a memorial for her.
Yeah, I mean, because you cannot really recast someone like Alice or anyone like that. Oh, and there are rumors that David Canary, Adam is leaving AMC.
Harley, I gotta get going.
Okay.
But you guys have fun, and I will talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks, Christy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
I hope there's been rumors about David Canary leaving too, so that's kind of sad.
Oh, my favorite show's on right now, 24.
Okay, so, I take it you're leaving too, bud.
Well, for a few minutes I'll stay on there, but with the 24 thing that Jay has commented on in the past on the show, I don't get why he doesn't like. I love 24. I mean, I've loved it ever since the show started. You know, it's like he probably thinks it's nothing but action and there's no, stories in the show. But I think that there is. I guess I'm a girl. I don't know. Maybe it's because I like Jack Bauer. I'm just biased. Maybe.
Who would not love Jack Bauer? You know, I'm sorry, but yeah. Okay, call me when you're done with 24.
Oh, yeah, I will. And, well, I'll call you because I'm going to probably watch the Olympics too after because I'm recording those too. So.
Okay, call me when you're all done with all those.
I'll talk to you. I'll chat with you later then, I guess, huh?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
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 So, are both of you calling in on Wednesday night too?
Yep.
I will try. I don't know.
Okay, well, I hope you guys do, because Wednesday night will be an hour longer, and we will probably have lots to talk about. If Adam is going to be found now, I really want to get into and Ryan are discussing on Wednesday night then.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's... Hopefully it's starting to heat up a little bit.
I have a question. I watched it last night really late. And okay, and is Victor on Nick's side or Adam's side? Can someone help me with that?
Nick and Adam thing?
Yeah, is Victor not taking a side? Oh, is he not caring about his sons or what?
Well, I don't know. I think partly what Victor did with Adam to get him on the other side with the business to help Kay out.
Okay.
But I think him and Nick are playing to see if they can catch him. Personally.
Okay.
I think they're throwing a bone out there to see if he'll slip up.
Okay.
That's what
I thought. And is Victor gonna give Kay back the bowl? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know what, I don't really like Tucker. I mean, I like I love Stephen Nichols. I've always loved him, but I don't like Tucker.
Yeah, I like him playing him, but yeah, I think they're gonna find out some harsh truths on him here pretty soon too.
Because when I saw him reading her book about Kay, and I'm like, well, she had the book out. Oh my gosh, I did not know that either.
Yeah, she wrote it a while back after she got blew up in that apartment or the motel.
Okay.
And she wrote a book because she wanted her life story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I really like her scene with who and Amber. I love the scene with her and Amber.
Yeah. She had just finished it right before she supposedly died. And it was
okay.
And then it came out, and then she got the royalties from the book, and she willed it all out to everybody.
And Nikki and Kay are not mother-daughter, even though they act like it.
No.
Okay, because they do act like it. I mean, they're always there for each other, and I'm sorry for the, Jill to sleep with Tucker. I just thought that was very wrong of Jill.
Oh, I know, but that's just Jill's character. She'll
yeah.
jump into bed with anybody with money.
Well, you know, so yeah. Okay, I hope everyone comes back on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And, oh, Talia, I hope you feel better.
Thanks.
Okay, night, you guys.
Night.
Night.
Night, bye.